بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يقول يوم القيامة يا ابن آدم مرضت فلم تعدني. قال يا ربي كيف أدعوك وأنت رب العالمين؟ قال أما علمت أن عبدي فلانا مريضا فلم تعده؟ أما علمت أنك لو عدته لوجدتني عنده؟ In this lengthy hadith reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say on the day of Qiyamah, O man, maridtu falam ta'udni. Allah will say, O son of Adam, I was ill and you did not visit me. So the person will then reply, Ya Rabbi, O my Allah, how would I be able to visit you when you are Rabbul Alameen, when you are the sustainer of the worlds? Allah Ta'ala would then reply that did you not know that so and so person was sick in the world and you did not visit him? Didn't you know that if you visited that person, that servant of mine, you would have found me by him? Ya Ibn Adam, istat'amtuka falam tut'imni. Qala ya Rabbi kayfa ut'imuka wa anta Rabbul Alameen. Qala ama alimta annahu istat'amaka 'abdi فلان فلم تطعمه أما علمت أنك لو أطعمته لوجدت ذلك عندي. Allah will say, O man, I asked you for food and you did not feed me. The person will say, O my Allah, how can I feed you when you are the Lord of the sustainer of the worlds? Allah Ta'ala will then reply, don't you know that a certain servant of mine asked you for food and you did not feed him? Did you not know that if you fed him you would have found me by him? يا ابن آدم استسقيتك فلم تسقني. قال يا ربي كيف أسقيك وأنت رب العالمين؟ قال استسقاك عبدي فلان فلم تسقه أما علمت أنك لو سقيته لوجدت ذلك عندي. الله تعالى will also say, O son of Adam, I asked you for water, you did not give me. O my Allah, the person will say, O my Rabb, how can I give you water when you are رب العالمين؟ Then Allah تعالى will say, a certain servant of mine, he asked you for water and you did not feed him. Didn't you know that if you fed him, then you would have found me by him? So in all these three instances, Allah Ta'ala is free from any person visiting him. Allah does not get sick. Allah Ta'ala is free from any illnesses, sickness. Allah is spark, Allah is pure. Allah does not require any food. Allah does not require any drink. What is meant in this hadith? That we should have visited the sick person when he was sick. This is the duty of every Muslim. We mentioned last week that a Muslim has 5 or 6 rights over another Muslim. And among those rights that have been mentioned, when the person becomes sick, then we should go and visit him. So here, by visiting that person, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the human being, the Muslim brother or sister, of course, the males visit the males, females visit the females. So if we visited them, then we would have found great, tremendous rewards. In other words, we have found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, finding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means Allah would have bestowed His special favors upon us and Allah would bless us, Allah would reward us. So it is the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is exhorting us here that we should visit the person who is sick. Likewise, somebody who was hungry, he needed food, and we just went past him, we did not feed him. We asked for water and we just ignored him. If we fed that person, we gave him some food to eat, some water to drink, then we would have found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves these actions, visiting the person who is sick and feeding the person who is hungry, giving him water and satiate him. And therefore Rasulullah SAW mentioned this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you would have found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all these three instances, that we would have got tremendous reward. On Abi Musa radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عُودُ الْمَرِيضُ وَأَطْعِمُ الْجَائِعُ وَفُكُّ الْعَانِيَةِ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي الْعَانِيَ الْأَسِيرِ. Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, visit the sick, عُودُ الْمَرِيضُ وَأَطْعِمُ الْجَائِعُ, feed the hungry. And when you have captives, then you must free them. So Islam shows us good qualities. Islam teaches us to help mankind. Person is sick, you visit him. person is hungry, it is our duty to feed him. And even when we have captives in times of war, and Muslims have taken captives, then Shariat had given them the injunction and encouraged the people to free those captives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned in the Quran, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَىٰ وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدُوَانِ, that we should assist one another in matters of righteous deeds and in taqwa. We should not assist one another in sin and in having enmity for one another. May Allah forgive us, tawfiq, hidayah to make amal, wa akhir da'wah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanallah, Allahumma, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.